we are reading from Zohar for All, from page 73, letter 411. You may download the new text of Zohar, which is document Zohar 19, on kab.tv. You may also ask questions there. Chosen relevant questions will be asked during the lesson. So once again, the Zohar 19 document on page 73, letter 411. When the deen is completed and hangs on the man, the fingers are completed and erected five against five, right and left, to show that they all agreed about his deen, and his hands straighten. Sorry, this is not the right letter. Sorry, letter 409. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. As long as a man sins before the Creator, there is a decree that is known above against that sin to judge man and to observe him. If he repents entirely before his master, the sin is removed and the deen judgment does not govern him and does not reach him. If he does not repent, the sin is written in that degree. If he continues to sin, another degree is poised against him, and he agrees with the deen in the first degree, and then he needs a bigger repentance. And if he continues to sin, he adds degree over degree until he completes 5 degrees. Since the right was established opposite the man and he agreed to it, to the deen, the left is ready to agree with the right and be included in it. When the left agrees with the right, it is no longer dependent on repentance, and then all agree on the deen over that man, and the deen is on him. So it appears we're still in the right place. But for Malchut of the first restriction of the measurement of judgment, the world cannot exist, being that its vessels are not worthwhile to receive the light of life. That initially the world was created in the attribute of judgment. It was seen that the world does not exist, and it was combined with it the measure of mercy, that he raised the Malchut to Bina with the mercy and was sweetened there. And then the vessels of the dwellers of the world, drawn from Malchut, are worthy to receive the light of life and all the Mochin, and can exist. And thus, the Malchut has been corrected of both these points, which the point of the attribute of judgment in it, it is in concealment, and the point that it is mitigated by the Rachamim of Bina is revealed, so that those who extend from her will be able to receive light and mochin. And because of those two points, she is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If people are worthy, Midat Hadin is in concealment, and they can receive abundance from her. If they are not worthy, Midat Hadin in her appears on them. All those who extend from her blemish their kelim, they are unable to receive light, and she is bad for them. Guys, we're on 411. In a paragraph that begins with a sinful person. With a sinful person, as long as the point of Midat Hadin has not appeared on him, repentance is beneficial because his kelim are still able to receive light. But once the point of Midat Hadin appears on him, repentance no longer helps him because his kelim can no longer receive any light. You should also know that there is nothing that does not have 10 tefillot in it, meaning 5, which are discernments, kichab tum, since tiferet alone consists of 6 tefillot. Thus, they are 10. In zat, they are called chagat na, where the chagat are kichab, and na are tum. And when the point of Midat Hadin appears over a sinful person, he blemishes all ten sefirot from the root of his soul. First in Hod, then in Netzach, until he blemishes Chesed. At that time, the disclosure of the point of Midat Hadin is completed, and repentance no longer helps. With his sin, a person blemished the degree above in the root of his soul, and a division occurred between the two lines, right and left. This induced a disclosure of Midat Hadin, since the blemished degree brings upon him Dinim and observes him to see if he repents, since as long as he did not blemish his ten sefirot through chesed, up to chesed, he did not corrupt his kelim and can repent, and he can sin further, meaning extend from the left line below. If he continues to sin, then another degree stands before him, when he blemishes a higher degree in the root of his soul. And if he continues to sin, he adds degree by degree until he completes 5 degrees, which are the whole of the 10 sefirot of the root of his soul. At that time, the left line above is emptied from all the light, and he can no longer sin, since he has nothing more to suck from the left, and the dispute between the left and right ceases. This is so because after Midat Hadin appears in the Sefirah of Chesed, in the root of his soul, the left line can no longer receive any more light, and the right line was corrected and strengthened since it won the dispute. The right is established opposite the man who won the dispute and was corrected and agreed to the dinim that appeared in the left line. And in a sinful person, the left is willing to agree with the right to be included in it for, because he has been emptied of his lights and his dispute with the right has been cancelled. He is willing to be entirely merged with the right and enjoys the lights of the right. And since the left agrees with the right, it no longer depends on repentance, because the left agrees to be included in the right only after Malchut of Midat Hadin appears in all the degrees through Chesed, up till Chesed. At that time, repentance no longer helps, because his kelim have been corrupted and he is no longer able to receive light even if he repents. What's been explained to us is degrees in how much a person sins, yes? How much he is corrupted on the way until he comes to repentance from fear, meaning where he entirely returns to bestow on the intention to bestow. And beforehand, it's less than this, meaning to forego the to let go of to receive on the intention to bestow, and to bestow on the intention to bestow, and then also about the restriction and everything, is he's going back and back and back in his sins. When the deen is completed, when Midat Hadin appears in all the degrees, and there is nothing more for him to blemish, then he is completed, meaning the dispute between the right and left is reconciled, and there are no more dinim, because he can no longer sin, and the left surrenders and is entirely included in the right. Then the fingers stand 5 opposite 5, right and left, meaning that all 5 discernments of the left came inside the 5 of the right. Then his hands straighten to show a thing without man's intention. Thus, after the deen upon him is completed and concluded, the sinful person crosses the fingers of his hands in one another without intending it. This shows that five fingers, which are the ten sefirot of the left of the root of his soul above, were crossed and included in the right. And the sinner, who can receive nothing from the light, from the right, sorry, is sentenced to death. And even though he did his deeds below without any intention, they indicate to his sentence above. There is a tradition that we don't do this from this. You secular people don't understand this, yeah, but it's like you're shortening the right and left without a middle line by doing this seemingly, so that's why you don't fold your hands like this. Or you fold your hands but you put your right hand on your left. These are external traditions that show about like the internal corrections a man must reach. Once again, what we see here, this, it is said, a division is something desirable. From this argument, you cannot advance, you must solve it. But a person who comes to this and he solves it, it's a sign that he's advancing. You can solve the argument only by the determining of the right over the left, or, God forbid, the left over the right. And then the argument disappears. But then a person dies if the left overcomes the right. And although he may feel himself to be comfortable without an argument, but he dies. And thus it is desirable to get used to being in an argumentation and always determine the right over the left, to include the left and the right, to always prepare the environment so that each time the argument awakens, and it should awaken and awaken quicker and quicker, because these are signs of advancement, and in this to solve it quicker. And this is actually the whole thing. Sasha from St. Petersburg is asking, is a sin intentional or not? A sin is revealed. All the sins are from Adam HaRishon. There is nothing new. All the sins are from back then, when we had the full breaking of the vessels. After that, there are no more sins, nothing more to break. From there, everything is just revealed, from the lightest to heaviest. So if a person is advancing, each next sin to be revealed in him is worse than the previous ones. Please, let's continue. Thus far, it was in regards to a sinful individual. However, with regards to the whole of Israel, there are righteous who cling to the right, and there are wicked who enhance the left line with their sins. This is spoken about each and every man. Yes, Torah speaks about one person, in one person. The whole of Israel is sentenced after the majority. If the majority are the wicked ones, the left line intensifies and wishes to revoke the right line. Then the nations which extend from the left line gain power to tyrannize Israel, who are from the right line, and to afflict them. So were all the exiles, including the exile in Egypt. However, after the wicked ones intensify their sins until they reveal the Midat HaDin on all 5 degrees through Chesed, the left line is emptied and has no strength to stand on its own, and then it is included in the right line, because he has nothing to suckle from and to suck from, and he has no source of force. The left has no lights on its own, it's nourished by the right. So while he's still dominating the right and not destroying it, then he's alive and he's like brave. Yes, he doesn't know that all his force is from the right. He thinks he himself is something. But when he destroys the right, then in this he destroys himself as well.
And when the left line is cancelled, the punishments are cancelled. and the Egyptians' power to afflict Israel is revoked. As it is written, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. This means that the left has been included in the right, and the deen has been completed. This is so because once Midat HaDin has been exiled and the power of the left was revoked, and it was mingled with the right, the power of the wicked ones and the power of the Egyptians who cling to the left has been cancelled. Then the right intensifies because it won the dispute. And at that time it is said, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power, since it defeated the left. Hence, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy, the Egyptians who extend from the left. As it was in the exile in Egypt, so it will be in the future. When he redeems us from all the nations of the world, then too it will be by the act of disclosing the malchut of Midat HaDin in all the degrees, which revokes the power of the left, so it can never prevail over the right. This act is regarded as an oath that no nation in the world will ever enslave Israel who extend from the right. Therefore, when the Creator wishes to keep everything in a way that no nation or tongue will ever be able to enslave Israel, it is written, the Lord has sworn by His right hand and by the arm of His strength. Through the act of disclosing the Malchut of Midat HaDin in all the degrees in the world, this is the oath and the promise that the left line will never again be able to prevail over the right. Hence, the Lord has sworn by His right hand by the intensification of the power of the right, which won the dispute, and by the arm of His strength, means by the left that has already been included in the right. I will never again give your grain as food for your enemies, nor will foreigners drink your wine for which you have labored. Three issues are revealed here in the matter of the disclosure of Malchut de Midat HaDin on all the degrees, which subdues the left line so it is included in the right in a way that it can never again prevail over the right. 1. Disclosure of Midat HaDin at the root of a sinful individual whose hope is entirely gone and he cannot continue sinning, but he can no longer repent as well. 2. Disclosure of Midat HaDin at the root of a single nation, as it was in Egypt, when it was said, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. The act of disclosing Midat HaDin on the Egyptians is like an oath that the Egyptians will never again be able to enslave Israel. As it is written, for the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. 3. The act of disclosing the Malchut de Midat HaDin in the whole world, which affects all 70 nations at that time, the Creator gave an inclusive oath that the left line will never again prevail over the right line throughout the world, as it is written, the Lord has sworn by His right hand. Questions? Yes. The truth is that it's a very unique article. It's very special. I'd separate it. Of course, there are other such in the book of Zohar, but it's really... First of all, there is a lot of explanation here by Baal HaSulam about the three lines, how they're in dispute, how this dispute is useful. Things that are very... principle and fundamental. Yes. Ilganat from Kazakhstan is asking, when we talk about the sin in the Zohar, are we always talking about the intention for oneself? First of all, it is all in one body. Of course, the general and the particular are equal, and this also takes place in the world, but we have to focus ourselves on how it happens in a person. So in all of us are the nations of the world and Israel and their division and Israel and Cohens and Levies and all the others. All belong to right, left, and middle, also in each and every one. And the struggle and the status of one versus the other, corresponding to the Creator's plan that places them one against the other, so that a person will realize his choice. And so that the right will prevail the left, meaning for bestowal to be always above reason, than reception. That's the reason why it appears the way it does. Now, like the Creator has sworn by the might of His hand, a person has to reveal that that's how it is. Before the struggle, before he himself gets into that struggle and expresses free choice, he himself wishes to reveal the... prevail of the right over the left, himself feels the Creator and achieves equivalence between them. Yaron from Hadera and Tal from Tel Aviv, from Campus to Kabbalah in Tel Aviv, they ask about the dispute. Is it bestowal versus reception? Can the right line connect everything to the Creator? What is the dispute between the right and the left lines? Why did I say that this article is one of the fundamental ones, base article? Because these determinations are man's entire work, inner work. The revelation of why was there breaking, why do the worlds cascade the way they do and the souls from above down, and what for, and why are they in the dark, and they have to decide what did they achieve by that determination and the correction. Where exactly does a person have to perform here, and where does he have to find out that the correction comes from the Creator, and it is upon a person only to reveal what does he want to identify himself with, what does he want to sympathize with. Throughout the entire concealment that he reveals the thought of creation, the plan of creation. What does the Creator want? And the moment he reveals what the Creator wants, once he achieves it himself, this revelation, after the search and the struggle and these disputes between right and left that are only for the sake of the revelation of the Creator, of who and what he is and what are his plans, then correspondingly a person reaches adhesion, equivalence of form, and he sees that they do have this agreement between them and they both work as one. Meaning, the article, it's really worthwhile going through it time and time again. It explains to us why, after the breaking and the cascading and the preparations, we have to be in a state of dispute, confusions, helplessness, to arrange all these things, place them through the dispute, unknowing, in faith above reason, to prevail the right over the left. And through this, we achieve the goal. Yes. Till now, we've learned that as long as a person prefers the right, then the left is revealed. Again, he prefers the right, again, the left is revealed. Wait a second. A person who prefers the right, by this, he determines that he prefers the right, and by this, he completes the degree. He finished the degree, he took the decision, and he finished. Now maybe new states are revealed, but it has nothing to do with what we had before. Of course, cause and consequence, but it's not that before he finished, he did Ibur Yenika Mochin, and immediately there's the overcoming of the left. Yes, but here he writes that there's the revelation of the left each time more and more, until he divides and he's included in the right. No, he says that there is also such a process that the left, it as if overcomes the right, but by this, he comes to destroy himself. So what precedes what? There's such and there's such, both ways. We also see these things in history, such processes. This overcomes, and then this overcomes, and then this, and then that. Till inside this, all these disputes, the general final state is scrutinized. But it's clear to us that if the lights are in the right, the left that wants to destroy the right actually destroys itself. It's forbidden for it to destroy the right entirely, completely. It can subjugate it a bit, if it could, and leave it under its dominion, but the left doesn't have the brains for it, doesn't understand, doesn't feel that that's the place from where it receives the nourishment. And since the evil inclination constantly grows and brings itself this way, because everything starts from the right. The connection with the light is through the equivalence of four, meaning that it has to come through the chesed, through Avraham. If it destroys the foundation of Abraham, then the left always destroys itself. We've even seen this throughout history. That this is how it, the left prevails, then the right, then the left, and so on. Ziv from Haifa is asking, sometimes I feel like studying and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel it's important and sometimes it isn't. And that's how it is for 3 years now. Why does it constantly seem to me the same as if I'm stuck on the same degree? Where is the increasement of the evil inclination here if you constantly have to overcome the same point? First of all, it's a good thing that it changes, and he is still attracted to it. This is the first thing. Another thing is that it's not good that he feels such a difference in states. I want to study, I don't want to study. I feel good, I feel bad. I'm attracted, I'm not attracted, one way or another. It doesn't have to actually influence whatever I'm doing. There's the matter of truth and lie, and there's the matter of bitter and sweet. So every person, till the final correction, will have changes in his vessels, and the question to which extent in his faith above reason, the power of bestowal standing above these kelim, for the feeling of bitter and sweet to really be distanced entirely. I want to study, I don't. Well, it doesn't matter, it's inside the kelim. This is how one's supposed to feel. But I, the person standing above this, and I try to be like in a cycle, in a wheel. A cycle. Even though it turns back, it goes forwards. It has parts that turn backwards, but entirely it goes forwards. So that's how it is in cycles. And this is how we have to advance, regardless of what I feel. My direction is always forwards. The direction is the intention above all these states, where all the states, even those that seem to me as if I'm going backwards, I use them in order to advance. That's it. And thus, this is how we're supposed to see that situation every time. That he has these changing states, he should be glad that he constantly scrutinizes them more and more. To what extent? Unknown. Till the full measure shall be filled, till he'll correct his soul. But the question is, to which extent does he usefully use it, both when he feels good and also when he feels bad, where there's no difference in their utilization?
You understand? This is what must be done. Yes, I'll let you ask a question, but I've now answered 10 questions, and you've been with your hand raised the whole time. Did you even hear a word I said? I don't know where you've been, because you were always thinking about your question. So, let's see. Continuing to what was asked here, it's really it's a problem for me. We're speaking about a sin here, and a sin and sensation is something bad. On the other hand, there is a state that without reaching full exercise of the sin, we don't reach the end of the process. If I, let's say, would have been able to do something to control the left, it won't help. Wait. What do you mean it's not going to help? I want to be an athlete in weightlifting. So that I'm told, begin. And I can barely raise even 20 pounds. Okay. Is that okay, though? I mean, let's say I have to pick up 200 pounds to be a professional. So what should I do? Just forget it all? Not correct any small part on the way? I'm asking you. What are you trying to ask? No, I'm not asking about correction. I'm asking about this revelation of the left must occur, no? I mean, we're a mindless process. You advance and you reveal the hardship, then in 40 pounds, and then in 60 pounds, and this you advance. The difference is simple. Does a person believe? Yes, simply. Does a person believe that each time that he overcomes the difficulties again and again, that they are new, and they come from this, that he is climbing the mountain of the king? And you could say, no, it's the same thing, I don't even feel hardship anymore, and it repeats and repeats and repeats. Rather, you don't feel that they are greater, it's a sign that you are advanced in the right, that you are strengthening yourself. And now, this that you can pick up 40 kilos, and it's as difficult as 20 was once difficult for you to pick up. The concealment comes for you to, in any case, think not about how much you're picking up, but rather that each time you are performing content to your Maker. And that is your goal. Not to be strong, not to count how many opportunities I get to bring content to the Creator. No, let this not end. I am doing this and I am enjoying this. I am like a baby who is now bringing pleasure to my mother. But no, I want to be a professional myself. No, it's not the correct path. Please, let's continue. We are in 412, four kinds. It is written, the fruit of citrus tree, branches of palm trees. The fruit of a citrus tree is a citron. But does a citron come from a citrus tree? After all, there are several thorns surrounding it in the citron tree. However, it is written, the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he took from the man and brought her to the man. And also, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And this is the fruit of a citrus tree, for man is called a tree. The inner meaning of the words, the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib, concerns Zer Anpin and Malchut, which were emanated as two Paltzufim. Afterwards, the emanator cut them off from one another, and Malchut was a rib of Zer Anpin. Zer Anpin is called the tree of life, and Malchut is the fruit of that tree, the citron, which implies to Malchut. This is why the Torah calls it the fruit of a citrus tree, as it is the fruit of a citrus tree, Zer Anpin. 413. Branches of palm trees. The palm trees amounts to 70 years, which implies to Yisod of Zer Anpin, in which the 70 upper years were completed, meaning Chagat Nehim. Each of them consists of 10, hence they are 70. This was tied, connected above in Zer Anpin, and below in Malchut, which is why they are called Kapot, branches, such as in Kfitu, which means tied. This is so because Yesod rises to Zer Anpin and to Malchut, and it is written, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth. Yesod is called all, and it is tied to the heaven, Zer Anpin, and to the earth, which is Malchut. 414. The fruit of a citrus tree is an altar. The Malchut, which bears fruit and brings out fruits to all sides. It is called the fruit of a citrus tree, because every 70 years, which are Chagat Nehim of Zer Anpin, where each consists of 10, thus there are 70. Malchut is given a share, and she is blessed by all of them. Also, Zer Anpin is called a citrus tree, and one who sins and blemishes the altar, Malchut, sins and blemishes the whole of the seven Sfirot of Zer Anpin. This is because Malchut is tied opposite from the one who is bound and tied above, meaning Yesod of Zer Anpin. This is the reason why Malchut was tied to the seven Sfirot of Zer Anpin, and this is also why it is written, the fruit of citrus trees, branches of palm trees, to show that they are bound in each other. 415. It is written, this is the consecrated portion of Aaron and the consecrated portion of his sons. This is the altar, Malchut, which was anointed by Aaron, Chesed of Zer Anpin, as it is written, and he shall anoint the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels. And the consecrated portion of his sons are the rest of the Sfirot of Zer Anpin, which hang down from Chesed. This is so because the altar, which is Malchut, is anointed by all of them, and it grows, is blessed, and is purified. 416. On the holiday of Sukkot, the Feast of the Tabernacles, the altar is circled once each day, and in the end, seven times. What does that teach us? A king who invites guests and is busy with them had an only daughter. She told him, "My lord the king, you are not watching over me because of the guests." He told her, "My daughter, I shall raise up to you one gift each day, which is worth as much as all of them." Verse 17. Thus, each day of the feast, Israel would offer 70 bulls, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. The altar, meaning Malchut, said to the holy king, Zer Anpin, "There are portions and shares for all the nations. And what do you give me?" He told her, "Each day the seven high seas, which are the seven Sfirot of Zer Anpin, because each is mingled with all of the others, will surround you and give you 70 portions each day. This is because each consists of 10, corresponding to the 70 bulls offered during the feast, which correspond to the 70 nations. It turns out that each day Israel offer corresponding to all the nations of the world. 4:18, it is 7 parts each day, even though they only circle once, since each day Malchut is blessed by all of them. Since the 7 Sefirot are mingled in one another, and the particular Sefira of each day comprises all 7. Thus, they are 70, corresponding to the 70 nations. At the end of the 7 days, on the 7th day of the feast, Malchut is blessed from the place where the anointing oil is found, from Bina, where there is the abundance of Chochmah called oil. This is the reason for the 7 circles, corresponding to all those 7 days, which are the 7 Sefirot of Zeranpin, to continue and to keep the blessings for her from the wellspring of the stream that always flows and never stops, which is Bina. It turns out that her blessing each day of the 7 days of Sukkot through the 7 days is a blessing from the wellspring of the stream, from Yesod of Zeranpin, which does not always flow but stops, meaning it does not shine in wholeness but during prayer, Sabbaths, and on holidays. 7. Also on the 7th day of Sukkot, when the altar is circled 7 times, she is blessed 7 times together, and then all the blessings are kept in her from the high place where the wellspring flows and never stops, which is Bina. 4:19. We see from here that everything is directed to Malchut. And Malchut is called a collection of the souls. As much as we collect ourselves, as much as we want to connect, as much as one feels that he's drawn to this, to perform the correction in the connection, to this he's drawn to Malchut. And then what the Zohar speaks to us, it's what actions compared to the measure of connection in the souls reveals the Adam made in Malchut. The Malchut itself is corrected at the end of correction. Rather, I am incorporated in Malchut from here until level 125, until the end of correction. And at each and every degree there is all sorts of manners, how we build this degree. Right, left, middle, Ibui Nika Mochin, the 12 tribes, and so on and so on. When I'm incorporated in Malchut, which is entirely the end of correction, it's in the unity of Zeranpin. My measure of incorporating, being in that same Malchut, included there, reveals to me the operation of the Zeranpin and the Malchut, one or the other. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks to us about. It's clear? The operation is one and only, one big coupling, adhesion. But I reveal it to the extent that I open up myself, that I'm capable of revealing some small part of that big unity. This is clear? This picture is a bit... Thus our whole direction must be for unity. The moral where we reveal this, we reveal the state being more and more and more real. Rather, it exists, and for each of us, it means to check ourselves as higher and higher and higher. Yes, Malik? What does it mean to open up myself? Opening up myself to connection with the Malchut, which is entirely in connection with Zeranpin. There it is a seven, a whole vessel, a whole light. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one, it is said. Everything's in one revelation, and there are no changes. But me, in the extent that I'm incorporated in Malchut, from reaching the worlds of Bia with my deficits and my flaws, my corruptions, then as much as I desire, I yearn for bringing my vessels to correction, then I reveal part of that same unity, that wholeness present there. That's it.
Why did I put it the way I did? Why did I say those things the way I did? And if, in order for it to be clear for us, what are we supposed to thrive for, to reach the Malchut and to incorporate it? On the other hand, we can say when we come to the Malchut, we're included in it, and we bring in our deficiencies and desires to correct and so on, then we discover that the Malchut rises to the Zeranpin together with the Tubina and so on. As if the Malchut is lacking something, again, this is that we reveal these shortcomings, deficiencies. We can judge things only inside our kelim, that there's nothing outside of them, outside of us. Outside of us is infinity and self. Yes? So if it's possible to continue, that this is actually turning to the same system of souls. Yes, that's where everyone is all at once. That's where everyone are all at once. And the final correction, besides me. Rav, yesterday and in the few last weeks, you've mentioned that people are escaping outwards instead of getting inwards, and your recommendation is for the friends to concentrate themselves inwards. What does that mean? It's like we just said now, that the unification has to be our constant direction. Connection is what the Creator demands of the souls, where the entire correction is a result of them distancing from one another, feeling themselves foreign, and the correction is by them feeling themselves as belonging to one body, even incorporation, not even body. One body is that we work together. That's not enough. There has to be an incorporation, integration of each and every one and all the others and all the others and each and every one endlessly. Let's say like in a holographic picture where every detail is included of all the details. We can't depict this and our sensations and our and what we feel because we're not cleaved onto it. The whole breaking, the entire breaking is in us feeling ourselves separate, and we can't imagine what it means to be included. Included is where you have no I, your I, and all the others. It's all one. It's all together. We're lacking that feeling. Let's keep on reading a bit. 419. On each of the days of the holiday, it is said about her and declared, while the barren gives birth to seven, and she who has many children languishes. While the barren gives birth to seven, it is the assembly of Israel which is blessed each day by the seven sefirot of Zeranpin, and in the end rises to the high number of Binah. And she who has many children languishes. Are the idol-worshipping nations of the world, who are of a great number of 13 bulls on the first day, and then dwindle each day down to 7 bulls. Thus the altar atones for the iniquities of Israel, and altar purifies them and imparts upon them blessing from above downwards. 420. And 420. And both of thick trees is the holy king, Tiferet, which grips to both sides, Chesed and Gvura. This is so because Tiferet is the middle line, which contains the two lines within it. This is the reason why the myrtle is three branches, and both of thick trees means a branch that will become the bow of a thick tree which will grip to the right and to the left. And willows of the brook are two pillars, Netzach and Chod, from which the abundance flows to the branches of palm trees, which is Yesod, which is gripped above in Zeranpin and below in Malchut. The citron Malchut emerges from the thorns on the trees, from the dinim, which are called the thorns of Zeranpin, which is called a tree. Since she is built from the dinim of Zeranpin, and so it is with the branches of palm trees, which are Yesod, that grips to them as well, meaning to the thorns of the tree, the dinim de Zeranpin, since the Yesod leans to the left of Zeranpin, where there are dinim, and certainly everything that comes out of the world comes out of four kinds. 421. Then I will go to the altar of God. The altar of God is the altar of above. Malchut, it indicates din. What? Itai from Australia is asking, is it possible to say that the group is the Malchut with respect to whomever is not yet included in it, and once he is included in it, he achieves a state of Malchut, and then the group with respect to him is Bina? Also true, very nice. Yes? When he reaches Bina, then he finds out that it's the Ketel, meaning to bestow in order to bestow and to receive in order to bestow. True? Because the group or the Malchut, it's one and the same, of course. Where else can we reveal these attributes and the connection? And between the points in the heart, there is no other place, there is no other reality. This imaginary reality of the bodies disappears, and only our desires remain, and what we feel, and then this is the only thing we work with. And as much as each one tries to correctly depict the connection, he sees that he advances towards a true reality, the right, true, exist and only existing reality, and nothing besides that. And he only advances in order to identify and reveal it. That's how every time he steps away from imagination. Moshe from Mexico is asking, yesterday I joined the friends to read an article together. I got a lot of pleasure out of it, and I also give it for myself. Is it called right line, left line? Rav says, wholeness, perfection in short. No, it's very good. If a person can identify his states, then how can you call them? From your deeds do we know you have to identify them. Ooh, this is called right, this is called left. And then he's really in it. But for that you need a revelation, even for the left to reveal itself. Oh, a few more minutes. If a soul is unfaithful, 422. If a soul is unfaithful, indeed a soul and not neshama or ruach who do not sin, but depart prior to the sin. It is written, yet the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord your God. It is also written, and the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out as from the hollow of a sling. Thus reward and punishment reach the soul primarily. 423. Happy are the righteous, for they have a high share in the Creator, in the holy share, in the king's sanctities, since they sanctify themselves in the sanctities of their master. And anyone who sanctifies, the Creator sanctifies him, as it is written, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy. A person who sanctifies himself from below is sanctified from above. And when one sanctifies with the sanctity of his master, He is clothed with a holy soul, which is the inheritance of the Creator and the Assembly of Israel. For the soul is an offspring of Zion, and then he inherits everything. These are the ones who are called children of the Creator, as it is written, "You are the children of the Lord your God." 4:24. It is written, "Let the earth bring forth a living soul." King David inherited from that part, was tied in the upper knot, and inherited the kingship. For this reason, yet the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life. Happy is he who inherits this high inheritance. Woe unto those wicked. Woe unto those wicked ones whose souls are not rewarded in this world, and all the more so in the next world. It is written about them, "And the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out as from the hollow of a sling. They walk and wander in the world and find no place to rest and to tie to." Of course, those wicked are in each and every one of us, and that sling is also in each one of us, and the good and the bad states, no choice, and heaven and hell and all the states. We're talking about one person that has to taste all these. Because it's impossible to achieve the good and the correction without including and incorporating in the evil. They walk and wander in the world and find no place to rest and to tie to, and they are defiled in the impure side. And a herald calls out and says, "If a soul is unfaithful to the Lord, he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord," meaning his soul. It cannot be said that it is the actual sanctuary of the Lord, since he did not enter holiness and was not included in it. Hence, how can he defile it? And they are the harm-doers of the world, the souls of the wicked, since they cling to the Sidra Acha and they are made impure. 4:26. A soul, when the assembly of Israel is crowned, meaning Malchut, she is crowned with the holy king Zeranpin. And Malchut is called the bundle of life because everything is tied to her. The soul ties to her from below and Zeranpin from above. When divinity travels, meaning Malchut, she travels with the patriarchs, Chagat de Zeranpin, as it is written, and the angel of God who went. These are the three verses, and who went, and it came, and stretch, which indicate the three lines, Chagat de Zeranpin, from which divinity receives and with whom she travels. This is why divinity is called the bundle of life, because the three lines, Chagat, are bundled in her. 4:27. Everything, the three lines, Chagat and divinity, became one crown, so they would be crowned together. And the holy name, the name Ab, appeared within them. At that time, Zeranpin is called as an apple tree among the trees of the forest. So is my beloved among the sons. This is because the three lines, Chagat, are three colors, white, red, and green, that are seen in the apple. And then Israel saw by the sea the brightness of the upper precious one traveling before them, and brought you out with his presence. With his great power out of Egypt are the patriarchs, Chagat, three lines, and who went, and it came, and stretch. Amen. And we're moving on to the next part of the lesson.